Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Huff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith, and the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they begin and they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and true magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and very compassionate. You know, they give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. And just like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. So if you'd like to call in, listeners, the call-in number is 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794 for some of that free angel guidance and free angel advice. So welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. I'm so glad you've tuned into my program. Now, just a heads up to our new listeners and our new callers, I'll always take about 15 minutes to introduce our topic, and then I'll get to those phone calls for some free angel advice for myself and the Posse of Angels. Just also a reminder, if you're new to the show, If you'd like to be reminded of all the Angel Healing House radio programs that are going to be coming up in the future, go to the Blog Talk Radio website, Angel Healing House Radio, and find my smiley face, find my photo on the Blog Talk site, and then there's a follow button underneath my picture, underneath that photo. If you just press that, then you will be alerted to all the Angel Healing House shows coming up in the future. But on to today's very exciting program. Today's program, we will be a continuation of last week's program. There was just so much to talk about, and it's called Creating a Heavenly Life. Now, as I mentioned last week, the universe is helping us in absolutely unlimited ways at the moment, as energetically it is a time of rapid fire manifestation. You know, I'm not sure about you listeners, but all I have to do is to not only think something, but I find my spoken words have incredible power now. Things show up immediately after I say them. Now, of course, as with all manifestation, we have to make sure that we do not dictate to the universe, we don't tell the universe as to the conditions concerning the how and the when things should happen in our lives, as really the how and the whens truly have nothing to do with us. In this way, by letting go of the how and the when, the universe has absolutely free rein to make unbelievable miracles and synchronicities occur in our lives. So with all of this amazing, positive, energetic help from the universe helping now, what actually is our part that we play in all of this? Well, I'm glad you asked. The greatest thing that we can do is just to create our world. As we are coming down to the last days of June and we're preparing for the awesome, accommodating energies of July, the one word that the posse of angels are shouting to all of us is to create, create, create. Creating is fun. We knew this instinctively as a child when given a choice between a whole room full of paints and easels or the possibility of a trip to an art museum with a guide to discuss the artwork in depth. Which do you think a child would pick? Well, they would naturally gravitate to the creating rather than being a silent observer, because we are born creators. It's actually in our natures. But most of us have forgotten it, because we put so much emphasis on the end product, on getting things to be right, rather than the doing of it, and we put emphasis on it looking a certain way, or else telling others that we are really not good at something, and then we end up sabotaging ourselves and not doing anything creative at all. In fact, through my healing sessions, through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at www.angelhealinghouse.com. It's been so consistent that when I ask emotionally and physically unwell clients what they do to emotionally nurture and nourish themselves through being creative, almost all of them have said nothing. Or they say, well, I used to love to sing in a choir, or I used to love to go to dance classes, or I used to love to paint, or I used to, and fill in your own blank. This speaks volumes of the inner child inside of them being so sad, and this translates to a sad emotional state and then a physically depressed immune system on top of that. Well, we are all just big children at heart, and it's in our nature to want to create as well. We have all seen examples of someone who has spent years polishing their craft and then creating a masterpiece, whether it's a piece of art or building an architecturally beautiful home or writing a symphony. It's easy to see how their steady actions have then manifested and produced something wonderful in their lives. But truly, listeners, that was the old way of creating. Yet with the new higher energies on the planet, the old ways we manifested things in our world, it's totally changed. In past years, we were taught that we would only be successful when we followed certain tried and true steps that were proven by others. And while taking action is important, the old adage of you'll only achieve something by working hard is no longer the case. the most important thing to remember, listeners, as we go from June into July, is that we are now beginning to create our reality through our emotions and mental world. We think it, we feel it, we say it, and wham, it is there in front of us. Instead of following what we were taught to push, to fight, to compete for what we want, we allow the ease and the flow and the trust of our subtle but very powerful mental and emotional alignment to manifest what we desire. This brings up the next extremely important point in creating a heavenly life. In heaven, there are no compromises. It is paramount to clearly ask the universe for exactly what we want in order for the universe to manifest it in our lives. By asking for what we want, it provides an easy flow of information to the universe, which then merges with the energies of our heartfelt desires within. This winning combination creates energy of limitless possibilities to magnetize the opportunity to create. Now, in this way, life becomes infinitely easier as we now understand that we are the creators of our own reality. In this way, we begin to feel independent and in perfect balance and harmony with life itself. In this way, we are continually co-creating with the universe and creating a heavenly life for ourselves. Now, before we talk more about creating a heavenly life, it is time to take some of those calls. And listeners, if you want to call in, that dial-in number is 646-716-6794. Let's go to our first caller, 780. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Candy. It's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
I'm going very well. How are you, Jay?
Hey, pretty good. You're very right what you're talking about regarding the changes in energy and the angel help we're getting to move into a different, of ourselves, I guess.
Yeah. The funny thing about it, Jay, is that what we are all waking up to is how truly, with this instant manifestation, I'm not sure about you, but a lot of people, I mean, you know, it seems that it, especially the spoken word, once it's come in, once it's out of your mouth, I mean, it's there in front of you. You could say something about $1 million, you know, as most of us are so, you know, steeped in, you know, just the monetary side of it. And I did this the other day, and $1 million cleaners, a truck for a dry cleaning company called $1 million cleaners, just went ahead in front of me. So it's amazing the way things are manifesting rapidly in front of us. But the penny is dropping for most of us that we have been in control all of the time, and it's starting to hit very, very close to home how clear we are as things rapidly manifest in front of us. So did you have a question for the posse or myself or something?
For the posse.
Discuss? Okay.
Yeah, the posse, please. I just wondered. I'm actually I have a job right now, and I'm still on probation right now for another month. I just wonder why that is. And also, you know, I'm taking a lot of responsibilities right now. My boss is away right now, so it's not a lot stressful, but just I just wonder what's going on with my boss putting me on for another month. And if I'm going to have a job, you know, when he comes back, that's the thing. So.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks.
Without even going, the word that I heard from the posse of angels was to accept. And they want you to tell you that wherever you are, you're meant to be, and you're there for your highest good. You are putting yourself in a state, almost in a state of lack, by worrying about this, whether you're going to have a job or not. That's almost not your concern. It's your concern to say, I brought this to myself for my highest good. And if it, and whether it's being on probation for another month or not, this is for my highest good. Let's say that you were not on probation, and something with you being on probation needs to be in place for another piece of the puzzle to present itself.
Mm.
That's what they're saying. And the more that you can see everything as divinely ordered and you can accept, instead of railing against, trying to change something which is not, you know, which is not fitting into your how and when of things working out, then your life will start to flow so much greater. They're saying now that when you start to really change your perspective and your reality and your perception, your reality will start to change. You'll go from trying to push the river. They're showing me. They like this image for me. When we don't accept what we've drawn to ourselves to teach us our lessons and to help us, to truly help us along the path of life, we're trying to push the river the wrong way. And they're actually saying that there is something in this holding you on probation that is going to open up to more more stability in money coming in, and a greater balance in your finances.
Okay.
So it's all really good, Jay. It's just change your perception and your reality will change. There's no question about it. See it as a good thing that it's happened, because every time there's something that happens in our reality, it's a good thing for us, and we've drawn it to ourselves for our highest purpose.
Right.
There's no question about that.
Okay.
Go inside, use your intuition, and watch. Okay, another thing they're saying to me is watch for the signs. Why would you be held in this position? Almost the why is not for you to know, but know that it's there for your highest good and to watch for the signs that come out of this. And then, of course, to act upon them immediately is to then open up another door of possibilities for yourself.
Okay.
Well, I hope that's been helpful to you, but the greatest word there is to accept this for your highest good. And then if you accept it for your highest good, then you just realize that that you open yourself up for more of the ease and flow of your life to happen.
Right. Okay.
All right. Look after yourself. Take care.
You take care. Thanks so much for the reading. Thank you, Candy.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is an excellent, excellent message for all of us. We might think that we are in a situation that is not good for us. We might think a situation, well, how, you know, this is holding me back. Why is this holding me back? But quite frankly, listeners, if we can't see as far down the road as God and the angels can, and maybe we have to be held up in a certain place in order for things to take their time to be able to manifest for us. So everything is divine order, and the more that we can accept, the more that our lives will present to us in divine timing the signs in order to progress forward. So let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is a 323 number. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Thanks for holding. Who do I have on the line?
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Where are you calling from?
California.
California. I'm California, so okay. Let's talk, Sophia. How is your life going?
It's getting better. There was a kind of a rough moment there, but you know, I think things are coming together.
Good. Any particular areas that you know are of concern for you?
Actually, I would like to move out of my place. I wanted to know. I kind of want to live in the same area, but not. But I'm just kind of looking at what, you know, the angels had in store and what that looked like financially and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Financially and moving. Moving as in location or moving as in job?
No, moving out of my place where I'm living. Because I've been there for a while. It's stagnant now. It's time to move.
Yeah. Well, what I'm picking up is that there's nothing bad or wrong with what you're moving, where you're living at the moment. But what I'm sensing is that it's like a coat that has become too small for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly right.
you and they're showing me your wings need to spread out and fly, Sophia. So
yeah, I've been trapped. Yeah.
It's like a very big bird in a very small cage. So
mm-hmm.
They're saying, yes, it's definitely time for you to move. And the more that you can make movement towards, sending out energies and sending out signals to the universe, telling the universe exactly what it is that you want. And I don't know, I've spoken many times, I don't know if you've listened to my programs before, but I speak quite adamantly about writing a decree to the universe and God and the angels. This is a sacred pact between you and the higher-ups, and saying exactly what you want. For instance, when my husband and I moved down from Santa Barbara to Los Angeles 2 years ago, I wanted a healing room, and I wanted it at the front of our home, and I had a beautiful one in Santa Barbara at the front of my home, but I wanted a bay window, and I wrote in the decree, I said, thank you for my beautiful light healing room at the front of the house, and it has a bay window in it, and the house
mm-hmm.
that we found has a healing room at the front with a bay window. So you be specific, and when you write your decree, you say thank you for, as if it's
mm-hmm.
already yours.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say thank you for, you're acknowledging to the universe that this is yours, your abundance, and the universe has to provide for you as a child of the universe what it is that you actually want. And so
mm-hmm.
don't say you want this, but say thank you for this, because in this
mm-hmm.
way you're telling the universe that it's already yours. It just hasn't manifested on the earth plane as yet.
Mm-hmm. And
so
can
you say,
I put a dollar amount in that too?
I wouldn't, because the reason
okay.
for that is because some of the most extraordinary, you want to leave, if you put a dollar figure on it, say I want to pay so much rent, and just say that when you're looking for, is it a house to buy or to rent?
To rent.
Okay, so when you're looking to rent a place, what happens if you befriend or you help an old lady who fell down in the street and then you rescued her and stopped the car from hitting her and you befriend her? And I'm just saying that maybe then she has a beautiful home to rent, and she rents it to you for a very nominal fee. I mean, you know, these are the things that the universe is so good at putting together. And we
mm-hmm.
stop ourselves from opening up to receive the most convoluted, magical ways that the universe can give to us, because we say, okay, I only want to pay such and such and such, when we could actually get it for maybe half or a quarter of it.
I got it. That sounds really good.
Okay, now, all right, let me just pull some cards here and see what else they have to say about this move and about you financially. So much of it, and they're saying, open to the magic of life, Sophia. It's waiting there for you. Become
mm-hmm.
more, okay, the temperance card, they're showing me they want you to become more watery, more flowing, more
mm-hmm.
More open to be yielding and soft, and do not dictate so much to the universe how the universe is supposed to give you, but open up to the magic that is happening. Oh, and there you go, you got the wish card. I call that the best card in the pack. Make your wish now for all of us to hear. What's your wish, Sophia?
Are you serious?
I am serious.
No, I'm with my divine mate, the most amazing man on the planet for me.
Okay, all right. Boy, do I have a workshop for you. In Santa Barbara, I am giving my twin flame relationship workshop in the middle of July, July 14th, it's a Saturday, one-day workshop from 10:30 until 4. And if you're really serious about drawing to yourself the only person in any space, time, and dimension, your divine complement to yourself, this workshop is extraordinary. Because after 48 years of abusive relationships, I did the practical steps in this workshop, and then I drew to myself my twin flame 8 years ago, my beloved cherished Pete. And I've been helping people to become that. You become that which you want to draw to yourself. You don't have to, it's not about searching for divine love. It's not about finding looking for it outside yourself. It is about becoming that within to be able to draw it to yourself. So if you're really serious about that, send me your email address and I'll send you the flyer if you're interested to come along and to find out how that's possible. The next card is the Justice card, is the Truth card. And boy, three amazing cards that have come out for you. Follow your intuition. Follow that truth within. Yes, you need to make movement out of where you are. And as a matter of fact, once you make movement out of where you are, you're going to start to feel. Don't just move to move. Again, like I told Jay before, watch for the signs. Write that. Thank you for my twin flame relationship. Thank you for. But watch for the signs. To step forward, and when you step forward, then you're going to be feeling abundant, and with this abundant feeling inside, then you're going to draw to yourself more abundance with connections and opportunities and situations, and they're going to bring in more financial abundance to you as well.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling all what you just said.
Wonderful. I'm so, so glad. So, Sophia, you go out and you make it an absolutely extraordinary day, and not only that, going into July, the universe has just opened up, and it just opened up the closet as far as helping us with rapid manifestation. Make sure your thoughts and your words and your feelings are put on, no more compromises. This is exactly what you desire, your heart self desires, and it will come true. That's what the universe is telling us all at the moment. And I would love, I'd love you to send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And I'll keep in contact with you.
Okay, please do. Please send me an email, sweetheart, and I'll love to correspond with you. Have an absolutely awesome day. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Beautiful messages that the angels brought forth to Sophia. And isn't that like so many of us, that we get caught up in the current situation where we are in? We feel that it's too small for us. We know that we're there for a reason, but sometimes the reason could be to show us that that where we are does not feel comfortable for us anymore. We've learned our lessons from there, and we feel like it's time to move on. And in those situations, it's really good to hone into our intuition and to see, does it feel good accepting this and knowing that there could be further lessons here, or does it feel good to move on? And if we've really cleared and cleansed our emotional issues, if we're not reacting to life, if we're coming from our true heart space, then the answers will come very, very clearly to us, whether it's time to just wait for the signs or to make movement forward. I think the hardest part for all of us listeners is to, if something isn't happening in our lives, is to wait for the signs for the universe to show us to step forward. I learned that from my wonderful twin flame husband, Pete, who taught me not to be so reactionary. And he actually taught me, if nothing is happening, the universe is telling you to wait, wait. And then every time I would wait and just open up and be receptive for the signs to come in, surely the signs then did come in and I really knew which way to step forward. So let's continue on and talk about receiving. I wanted to talk further about opening up to receive, following our intuition so we can, clearly see those signs to step forward and then participating in creating our own heavenly life. You know, listeners, I had a client recently who said that she was struggling financially as a healing practitioner and a tarot card reader. She asked me if the angels could tell her if she could really make a living from her readings as she was struggling monetarily. I told her that I've had my full-time healing practice, Angel Healing House, for 10 years. In that time, every time I noticed that things were slowing down work-wise for me, I intuited that the universe truly wanted me to get creative. Now, after only 1 year, I started teaching Reiki. Now, the reason I started teaching Reiki was because the universe started sending me callers, and they said, when are your next Reiki classes? And I laughed, and I said, you don't mean me. You mean my master teacher who is an hour drive away. And then I hung the phone up, and about 10, 15 minutes later, I got a call from somebody who said, hello, I'd like to learn Reiki. When are your next Reiki classes? And I said, I don't teach. And I sent them to my master teacher. In 2 days, I must have gotten a dozen calls on people who wanted to teach. It finally dropped, the penny dropped, that the universe wanted me to teach. So I started teaching Reiki. And similar to myself, this client can teach tarot classes and classes on heightening psychic awareness. So teaching Reiki was quite lucrative for me. And the teaching Reiki then led to me starting my own meditation nights in my home. And I charged for them, and they were lucrative. And not only my students, but more people attended. And then I wrote original meditations for these nights, and I professionally recorded one of them, and that was really quite lucrative. Then I taught meditation groups and charged for that. After that, I took subjects that I was passionate about, twin flame relationships, since I brought and drew my own twin flame to myself 8 years ago, connecting to the divine within, angels, and I created PowerPoint workshops and put them on in my home again and charged for them. Out of that, synchronistically and magically, there were groups, organizations, and businesses that people came to, the people that came to my workshop, they were part of either businesses or organizations that heard of my presentational skills, and they booked me to present for their organization. All of this writing led me to writing spiritual articles for magazines and then writing books, publishing my first book in 2009. In the last couple of years, I've blogged, I've done newsletters, social media has kept me current and participating on the internet. This healing practitioner and this tarot card reader could be doing exactly the same thing. More clients connected with me with this, in this way. And just this last year, listeners, I created my Blog Talk Radio program. And people are finding me all over the globe from this radio program. Now, this lady could do this as well. Every time I have fired up my creativity and I've really tweaked what I do with great enthusiasm and passion, well, the universe has also gotten very excited and responded to me with such abundance and such enthusiasm. You know, the posse here are shaking their head yes. They are agreeing with me, and they want me to list things for you that one can do for a heavenly life. So, let's see, what are they saying? Okay, firstly, they're saying, if you compromise what makes your heart sing and gives you the most joy, then the universe has to compromise other aspects of your life. Okay, they're saying the laws of attraction. Whatever you have inside of you is your heartfelt desires. If you then compromise that, then the universe must send you compromise. It's like attracts like, and there are no exceptions. So, in this regard, the posse of angels, well, you know, they're really not mincing words. They're loving, they're kind, they're sweet. But you know what? They're very practical and down to earth. And they've said this actually before on a number of shows that I've had. And it must be very important because they're saying the exact same thing now. Do not compromise what breathes life into your soul. For your joy and your fruition in what you do is a very, very integral, important puzzle piece of the ascension of the planet. You came back to do what is joyful for you on the earth plane. And until we all do that, our souls truly will not rest. You'll always be seeking. You'll always be looking outside yourself. You'll always be feeling like whatever you're doing is not joyful for you, is not creating that excitement with you. You came back to do what is joyful for you on the earth plane. If you put your emphasis on making a living, the emphasis will be off creativity. And then the universe reads this as coming from lack. Now, I'm going to read that again because that's really important. If you put your emphasis on making a living, the emphasis is off creativity. And then the universe reads this as coming from lack. And it will then bring you more lack. If one puts their emphasis on making a life with one's gifts and talents and their creativity, the universe will then aid you in creating a life. And the more you put your extraordinary excitement and passion and joy and just this absolutely wonderful, enthusiastic, joyful life into creating a life, then what you will have in front of yourself is an absolutely enthusiastic, passionate, excited life full of abundance in front of you. Well, so making a living and creating a life, a heavenly life for yourself, are two extraordinarily different things. So let's go to the phone lines before we go on to talk about more creating our heavenly life, and take another phone call. 908, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who do we have on the line now?
Oh, hi. Good afternoon, Candy. This is Carolyn. How are you today?
I am very well, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm marvelous. Every Tuesday I'm marvelous because you are, it's just wonderful and refreshing to have you in our lives every Tuesday. 2 p.m. Eastern time.
You're such a honey. It's so lovely to speak to you every time, Carol. There's such a, the angels are saying you have such a bubble in your voice, an effervescence, they're saying. I know effervescence is a very old word, as a lot of the members of my posse are quite ancient, but they're using the word effervescence, so that's what I'm using.
Oh, let me tell you, that's exactly the way I feel. I look at the clouds lately in New Jersey, and they're mm-hmm. so close to me and so beautiful. It's something heavenly happened. I know it is. I feel it in my heart. Some changes are coming, and I read it in the clouds, and I see the grays, but then at the end, I'll see the aqua blue, and I'll see layers and layers. It's like the veil is opening up right in front of me. But that's not where I'm falling. That's how I feel, effervescent, lots of love inside, and I'm very much aware of what's going on around me, and I read, and it's like in my heart that a lot of beautiful changes are coming to humanity within the next 2 months.
Oh, that's it's so true. I have gotten almost exactly the same thing, Carolyn, and it feels like this great excitement in my tummy. As a matter of fact, a lot of my friends, I've discussed this with them, and I don't want to get crude on the radio, but we've had a lot of tummy troubles in the last week or so, and it's because of this like this excitability which we can feel in the pit of our stomachs as we're anticipating what's coming. And I've seen this summer as slowly these little germinating buds are starting to come out, what's preparing all of us for the harvest of September onwards. And we don't really know quite how this is going to unfold, but man, can we feel it in the very pit of who we are.
Oh my gosh, I do too. Even it's like, since I was a little girl, I have never seen skies like these. You know, I guess when you're a little girl, everything's so grand. I see exactly the same picture when I was a year old. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So I have two quick questions.
Mm-hmm.
One is, just like everything else, this house on the ocean that I've been manifesting at you for my previous calls.
Yes.
I'd like to know if that miracle is coming like sometime. I know it's on God's time, but is it like a red tape, or is there something more to it, to that house, like a vortex, something a little, can the angels tell me? Because I think I'm aware that the energy is not ready yet.
Okay, they're saying there's a couple of reasons for that, Carolyn. One of the reasons is because that you are not energetically ready for this house as yet. We are going through an enormous energetic crystallizing change. All of us, whether we're conscious or we're not conscious of it, and it's nothing that we have to do in order for us to change energetically, but you and this house and the vortex that's over it and what you're going to be participating, it's like you and the house are one, and you're not really quite ready for this house as yet. So don't wish it, please. Just like I said to one of those other callers, do not wish it to come any sooner than it's divinely ordered. Because if it does, then it won't be the exact match. It'll be a compromise.
I got you. So there's nothing I should even think about, because I try not to think about it. I know it's coming. And, okay, so I'll give it to God, and I think I've done that before, but I thank you for giving me the clarity.
Okay.
I won't bother the angels no more with that one.
No, but they're saying with you, the humans never bother them, but what they want to tell you is that, but what you can do is you can visualize yourself as already being there. You know, visualize your kitchen, visualize you making a cup of tea, visualize you looking, taking that cup of tea out to whether it's a balcony or a cliff or whatever, and you know, eating your scones and tea, overlooking the beautiful ocean, smell the salt air. All of those things are part of who we are now. And as I said, you know, in the time where we are being energetically changed to absolutely live heaven on earth, all you have to do is feel it in your heart, and it rapidly manifests in front of you. So keep visualizing it and saying, thank you for my beautiful house. It's mine, and it will appear on the physical fields of matter when it's divinely ordered to. And thank you for that, you know.
Oh, thank you. My other question is also a spiritual question, and it's
mm-hmm.
Regarding the ascension. Over the weekend, I got on this, Block Talk Radio. It's like a political show,
mm-hmm.
and it's what's going on right now. This guy he's like a white knight, so he's like a good guy, and he comes on the radio, and he's telling us what's happening with the military worldwide, and then he got into the theme that the ETs are going to come and rescue humanity from the cabal, etc. His name is Drake. He's very well known.
And oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm not. You know, because I'm not politically oriented, but I like to know everything that goes on in the world. I don't turn the TV on, but I do have, you know, certain things just pops up on my emails, and I find it interesting. So I happen to follow. It's not the first time I followed him. I listened to him. So on the chat room, and he was talking this week on the chat room, they were all saying, you know, like he was telling humanity to not to wait for anything, we're waiting too long, and everybody grab a gun. And he, like, talks, I guess he doesn't mean to talk, because I think he has great intentions, good intentions, mm-hmm. and he has a kind heart. But he's telling the wrong thing. You know, we're all very peaceful people, you know, during the Ascension. We want peace to humanity, Mother Earth, and also it reflects the whole universe. So I got on the chat room, and I just poured my heart, and I gave peace. I gave light. And it's like, Candy, I never really come into the political side, and I just said, hold on to your horses. Bring love. Bring peace. It was all about love, and I was the only one. Everybody was saying, oh, yeah, I have a gun. I have this. I have that. And I'm saying, no, don't live in fear. Don't mm-hmm. start a revolution. We don't need a revolution. And I was getting little pieces of the lyrics from some of the Beatles songs that are all about peace.
Yeah.
I just kept on doing it. Every time somebody would say something negative, I turn it into love. And at the same time, I'm asking the angels if I did okay to have my power come through. And it's all about love. But then I said, oh, maybe I shouldn't have gone. I should have gone there.
Well, this,
I did good.
Again, Carolyn, there are no shoulds and there are no have tos. There's only what's in our heart, and they're saying, they're actually applauding you for following your heart's desires, and you are absolutely 100% correct. The only thing that we really do need to focus on is love, because everything else is mere illusion. There is only love. There only ever has been love. And it is that pouring out of that love and that acceptance and that unity that will unite the world in harmony. All of these other ways, you know, violence and everything else is divisive. It causes disharmony in the world. It causes people to live in small boxes and call each other names and find differences. And the only way that the world is going to ascend into acceptance and harmony and peace is by finding the things that are similar. And love is at the base of all of that. Also, the angels are saying that humanity does not have to be rescued by anybody. We are who we have been waiting for. And each of us will create
peace.
We are brothers and sisters, and each of us are creating a silent revolution within ourselves by creating the most heavenly, love-filled, accepting, unified world that we can in our own spheres. People, you know, say, oh, how can I save the world, and how can I heal the world, and how can sweep your own doorstep. Make sure those in your family, those in your own world, that you touch them with love, that you treat them with kindness, that you treat them with respect, and that energy goes out and does more for the world than starting any revolution than you can possibly ever imagine.
Perfect.
And we
awesome.
Do it one.
Thank
we
you.
Do it, good, Carolyn. We do it one person at a time.
Yes.
Because
that's
the world inside of. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll let the next caller come. Oh, lovely talking to you again. Thank you.
I love talking
to you.
To you,
the angel.
Okay. Take care of your beautiful self. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Next caller on the line with Angel Healing House. 910, you're on the line with Candy and Angel Healing House. Hello.
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 Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this?
I just want to know what message the angels are sending me right now.
Okay. First of all, what's your name?
My name is Kathy.
Kathy. Okay. And where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Very pretty area. Nag's Head down there. Very,
yes.
Very,
absolutely
very
beautiful.
Just beautiful. Okay. Let's see, Kathy. Any areas in particular that you wanna look at?
Yeah, I do. I want to look at the physical pain in my back that I've been dealing with for almost 2 years.
Okay, where are you not supporting yourself? Where are you lacking to support yourself? Is it not standing up for yourself? Not communicating 100% openly and honestly with people? Are you feeling like people are stepping all over you?
I mean, people step all over me, but I feel like sometimes I just have to be quiet and let that go. Because even though that's what it appears to be, it may not be that at all.
The angels are saying, first of all, you need to communicate 100% openly and honestly who you are, Kathy. That's what you need. By doing that, there's no ambiguity in your world. Now, some people who have seen you as a good girl, they've seen you as an acquiescing person, you know, oh, she always agrees with me, she'll do whatever we want, you know, her to do. Once you respect and honor yourself and only do those things which are feel good in your heart, then other people won't like that you change that way and they might fall out of your life. But that has nothing to do with you. You need to
right.
find your voice. You need to. The angels are saying you need to find your voice because a bird sings not to be heard. A bird sings because it has its voice. You have your authentic voice, and they want you to communicate 100% openly and honestly from now on, Kathy. That is tantamount in your life. Your life will start to change once you make it very clear to people boundaries and limits. What you do want in your life and what you don't want in your life. That is absolutely non-negotiable. And then once you respect and honor yourself and you tell people exactly, I mean, you know, you don't want to be really harsh about it, but you're just being authentic and you're just being open about what matters to you because people don't know what matters to you. You haven't really told anybody yet who Kathy truly is.
No,
and,
I haven't.
And I know, and you're only doing this maybe to not rock the boat, not muddy the waters, people won't like
yep.
me if I speak for myself and all of that. But really, it is time for you to let out who you are. And you'll do it kindly. You'll do it very lovingly. But the world certainly can't respect you and honor you if you do not honor yourself. And all back problems, for the most part, are about support in our lives and where you're not supporting yourself. So the more that you start to set limits and boundaries and communicate 100% openly and honestly with people, the more that you again, respect and honor yourself, then you will start to feel better about yourself. And once we feel better about ourselves, our immune system starts to get fired up. It starts to get re-energized. And
yeah,
when our
my immune system is so down. That's
yeah.
all the doctors keep telling me is what everything in my immune system is so down. It's leading to so many things, and I will not buy into that. I will not buy into what the doctors tell me.
Kathy, I have been seeing people full time for the better part of that. And June 30th is my 10th year anniversary of doing this full time. And the physical body breaks down. Actually, the Center of Disease Control in the Mayo Clinic now said that 85% of all illnesses stem from the emotional state. Emotional
yeah.
unwellness in the body. And I have been doing this for the better part of 10 years. And in my intuitive counseling sessions, we discover and we unearth why you are being reactive, what is causing you to be reactive. And once you know this, then the energetic work that I do helps people to shift one of my sessions would absolutely be invaluable to you. You don't have to be in my Los Angeles office in order for this to have the same effect as I have an international client base, because the energy goes through space and time, and the intuitive counseling can be done over the phone or over Skype. And then we will unearth together, Kathy, why you are being reactive to life instead of proactive to life. And I can tell you, because for 47 and a half years, I was reactive to life, and it feels horrible to keep living like a Groundhog Day, living the same life over and over and over and over again. And once you break free of that, the possibilities are limitless for you. So I would love, love, love for you to send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com, and hear more from you, and perhaps, you know, start you on the road to absolute wellness, but not just wellness, bliss, joy, and creating heaven on earth for yourself.
Okay, give me your email address again. Candy at Angel Feeling.
It's Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing,
right.
H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House,
healing.com.
And my website is www.angelhealinghouse.com.
Angel Healing House.
Angel Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, Angel Healing House.
Okay. .com.
.com.
Okay.
So I would
Thank
love to hear
so
from you, and have a beautiful day, and you know, this shift will occur within you will just cause you to see the world through such different eyes, and finally you'll be able to be introduced to your most authentic self, which has just been hiding behind fear and you know, sort of not really honoring yourself. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, Kathy. Have a blessed day, and we'll speak soon.
All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. Oh, what a beautiful program. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, everybody who called in and participated in the program with me. Remember, you are here not by happen chance. You are here to create a heavenly life, one and all. You are here to be the most extraordinary person that you can be on the planet, to desire what you want, not to compromise your life, and to watch how the universe brings to you amazing, absolutely amazing things. But it can only reflect to you what your inner world has reflected to you. So that about wraps up our show for today. Thank you again to the callers. Thank you to all my listeners. If you want to follow me on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, again, follow my smiley little face. Push the button underneath my smiley face, and so you can be reminded of my shows coming up. My show is every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd love to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my professionally recorded meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative Angel Healing House counseling, intuitive counseling session, I am a clairvoyant and also channeled the angelic realm, and also the energetic healing that makes for extraordinary, transformative, and miraculous shifts in people. Please call me on 831-277-3716. And until next time, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth. Go out there and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Until we speak next time. Bye-bye.